intentional living. If you're reading this, I can't imagine what's brought you to my blog. But as I say here in this incredible part of the world I currently find myself working and living in, Mahaba, Arabic for welcome. There's nothing particularly remarkable about my life, or so I've always thought, and I've therefore never ventured to share my thoughts with very many people, even those closest to me. I further reasoned that because my life was unremarkable, there was nothing of worth that I could say to anyone else. I have, however, recently begun to reconsider this, not about whether my life is more interesting than I'd always thought, but rather, why it really matters. This started me on a journey of self-assessment, and I've concluded that it mattered not whether other people thought my life was remarkable, but it was absolutely crucial that I made every effort to live intentionally. There were times when I thought I was doing just that, and rejected the challenge by others because I thought that they simply did not understand me. My loss. I should have had the courage to listen. Intentional living is not only about doing big things, like jumping out of planes and scuba diving, the former I plan to try very soon, and the latter I enjoyed now for over a year. More on this another time. Intentional living is about the small stuff too, like taking the time to phone a friend and have coffee instead of just texting them. Taking the time to give someone a compliment. It may be the only one good thing that happens to them in that day. And I could go on. Have you ever had the feeling of being totally alone, despite being surrounded by fellow family, colleagues, and some we hesitantly decide to label as friends? I certainly have. Sometimes being invisible could, and to a certain extent still is, the most comfortable state of being for me. I'm a work in progress. At other times, I hated myself for allowing anonymity to rob me fully living out my life like so many people I admire, simply because I'm afraid of being noticed, and terrified of what other people would think of me. After all, if I think I'm a boring, mediocre individual, can you just imagine what others think of me? This kind of thinking has kept me in such bondage. The problem was never about how interesting my life has been, or not been. The problem was always about how I viewed myself. These views went even further, because I felt perfectly justified in being judgmental of others, because of course, if I can't get away from it, then why should others? I rarely shared my judgmental views, but it didn't matter. The fact was I internalised them, and that's when the damage actually occurred. In conversation with my mother recently, who, by the way, exemplifies intentional living, it occurred to me we must live as if everything in this life is a privilege. I'm not saying I don't have moments where I fail in this regard, but with this new perspective, coupled with the challenge to live intentionally, I can self-correct and press on without the self-condemnation, without condemning others, and without being afraid. Period. Creating this blog was not so much about going to the extreme and wanting the whole world to listen to everything that happens to me. Perhaps no one will ever read this, but it's a tool that I feel will help to be intentional about how I go about my daily life, because I now somehow feel accountable. To whom? I'm not quite sure. But it doesn't matter. It's the sense of accountability that is crucial. With the introductions now over, I can get on with the business of lucidly rambling on. If any of you decide to take up this challenge, I would welcome your insights. And if not, I welcome them anyway.